is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like? It's Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true seller diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet...
What are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best. The cream of the crop, the creme de la creme. Sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die. Diehards, say hello to Dustin. I like one of them that stood out to me was that your mission is to help people achieve their goals in life, because that sounds like to me you're not just talking about helping your clients achieve their goals, which is obviously one of your goals, but also helping your employees achieve their goals.
Yeah, we're big proponents of vision. Mm-hmm. So all of our team members have 30-year goals, and we create vision trackers. So we have 5 steps to vision mastery that we put everybody through when they first start here, and we continue to put them through once they've been here for a while. And we always make sure the 5 steps of vision mastery are being followed.
So what are the 5 steps?
Step number 1 is your vision baseline. So that is, why are you here?
Okay.
Physically, why are you at this company? Why are you in sales? Why do you do what you do? So it's Simon Sinek, Start With Why, which I'm sure a lot of the listeners are familiar
with.
But even deeper than that is there's another layer to why you're here, which is, why are you on this earth? And when you can tap into your destiny and understanding your calling, that's really where there's power in directly correlating what you do every day to your destiny of why you're on this earth. So if you can equate when you pick up that phone to call somebody or you knock on that door to, I'm fulfilling my purpose to being here, that's when the game begins to change. The second question that you need to go into is, after you have your vision baseline, is to do vision casting. And that is where you get into what are the things that you want, and breaking it down the old Zig Ziglar way with, what kind of person do you want to be? What are the things that you want to do? And what do you want to have? And make a list of 10 to 20 characteristics of the type of person you want to be. And I know that there's a lot of training out there on this topic, but the reason that it's a fundamental is because it's a fundamental that works.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people put so much time and effort on what they want to have that they lose sight of the most important part of their vision is the person they're becoming in the process. And you're always becoming the person that you're going to someday be in the future today. And people talk about when they're going to retire or when they have kids or when they're going to do this and how they're going to be a different person. But the reality is, you should make a decision of the kind of person, the characteristics that you want to be now. So in other words, if you were to die, how would you want somebody to describe you at your funeral? And make a list of those characteristics as part of your vision.
Hello, everybody. everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday. So what got you into selling?
Let's hear it. Let's go back to our first question. How'd you get into it?
Seriously, I was born into sales. I've always been like this. I have a thing for finding win-wins, right? You know, finding
I thought you were going to say you came out of the womb and asked the doctor if she wanted to buy a magazine subscription.
Could be true. My mom didn't share that story with me, but I've got plenty of other ones. So, gotcha. Yeah.
Well, you were crying for the sale. That probably did something.
Get me out of here. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But no, seriously. I mean, I've been in sales my entire life. I view selling as like just part of everyday life, whether you're trying to figure out how to put your toddler to bed, which is a huge pain point for me right now, trying to convince him that that's the right thing to do, or selling an idea or a product or a service or yourself, you're always selling something. So, and I've kind of known that my entire life.
Talk about the soul part, because your company, your podcast is called Selling with Soul. Where does that originate from?
I think that real selling, selling that is effective, comes from passion. It comes from authenticity. And in today's selling environment, I just see too many people trying to cover up who they really are, hide their passion for what they're doing. And it's almost robotic, right? And it's interesting because you hear about AI and everything coming into sales and you think to yourself, well, what's that going to do for, you know, the sales profession? But for me, I just see too many people doing things that they either morally don't feel good about, or covering themselves up, or trying to be these sales robots, if you will. And I'm totally against that. I think people should figure out how to bring their authentic selves into their sales game and bring that passion, because that's what keeps you going. Sales is not the easiest thing in the world.
I don't think it's effective to call a customer and say, would you like me to bore the shit out of you with these marketing slides that I got?
It's totally ineffective. And it's a short game, right? So I see a lot of sales, and I'm going to use air quotes, like those sales gurus out there right now. And there's a lot of formulas and a lot of things you should be doing according to them. But if you ask me, it all starts with you, right?
And we are asking you.
Yeah, damn it. And we want to know. The one thing I want to know is on your website, it says that you recite 90s hip hop in your car. Do you have a... Want to give us a little example? You want to like go down hip hop lane with us?
Oh my God, you're killing me. But I'm a big fan of Wu-Tang. Probably does not make me the best mother in the world. But yeah, I do Wu-Tang. I do a lot of Beastie Boys. There's a lot of 90s hip hop.
My go-to hip hop, like rap song was Juicy.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I totally know what you're talking about.
Oh my God.
I know. Okay, staff is breaking up now.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Come on, what do you
got? I would like get on a chair.
Come on, Meredith. Come on, give us a couple of...
I can't top that. I was not prepared for that part of it. Yeah, no, it's a good time, though.
Well,
None of us were.
We will have you back on the show. You better freaking be prepared. That's all I'm saying.
Nada is laughing his ass off right now. Oh, my God. I love it.
Please help welcome back the great Dustin Hillis.
So how do you think your sports background and competitive nature played a role in that?
I would say that it built a resilience in me and also determination. I had a wrestling background. I was all-state wrestling in Georgia. And there was a time growing up, I was not the best athlete in the world. And going into the state tournament my junior year, I was actually ranked third in the area, meaning that I was the last ranked person going into the state tournament. And up to that point in my life, I could honestly say I had a habit of quitting. I had a habit of negative self-talk. When I looked in the mirror, I didn't see a winner. I just saw some kid that was just trying to get by day to day. And all of a sudden, this state tournament completely changed my life, where I found myself in the first match where this kid threw me on my back, had me on my back in a headlock, squeezing the life out of my head. And the first thought that went through my head was the normal thought that I've had up to that point in my life, which is, oh, that was the shortest trip to the state tournament ever. And then something just clicked inside of me. And I don't know what it is other than telling the story where I got mad, but not at him. I got frustrated with myself for the first time. And it was almost like an out-of-body experience. I could see myself on the mat lying there about to roll over and get pinned. And I literally yelled the word no out loud. And the audience, from the audience point of view, I don't really remember what I did, but they said I looked like a wild Wolverine just rolling around on the mat. And next thing I know, I'm on top of this kid and I pin him. And I stand up, and for the first time in my life, the voice inside my head had changed from one of defeat and worry, going, you know, what if I get hurt? What if I don't? What if I run out of energy? What if I lose? To I stopped caring about all of that. And the only thing I was thinking of was, I'm going to give it 100%.
Cool.
So I went into the next match wrestling a guy who had won state in the state of Tennessee the year before, and his parents moved to Georgia. So now he was in Georgia wrestling in the Georgia state tournament. And he picked me up and slammed me on my head within like 10 seconds of the first match. And if you haven't ever been slammed on your head before, I don't recommend it.
I've never been slammed on my head, okay, just for the good record.
Yeah. Don't do it. It's not fun. And so I got, and then he slammed me on my head. Then he let me back up. Then I went back in to the match, and he did it again. Same move. And it was embarrassing. And normally what I would be thinking before this point in my life was I would want to quit. I would want to get out of the painful situation as fast as possible. I would want to not be embarrassed, and I'd be worried what people are thinking. But for the first time ever, the thought that was going through my head was, I'm going to give it 100%. I'm going to go after this guy with everything that I got. And I knew the counter to the move. So I went in, he went for the same exact move again, hit the counter, which was like an aerial flip counter, and flipped him over my back and landed in a headlock, and I pinned the guy. And I stood up. My coaches were in shock. His coaches were in shock. Everybody was in shock besides me. And ended up going on and making it to the finals in the state tournament, and had another big match where a guy that had beaten me twice, I ended up beating him and slammed him on his head for the first time he ever had an injury timeout. And that whole series of events completely changed the way that I think. And it's a confidence anchor. So that was a confidence anchor for me to go back to time and time again, saying, if I can make it through that, I can make it through something else.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for: make more sales.